Hello, beautiful ones. I am Stacey Murphy, the head vixen of the Vixen Academy, and I want to welcome you to our Oh So Juicy Summit, the 12 Days of Juicy Love, where we've been springing into love this season. And this is a free 12-day event for professional women who desire to have a passion-filled relationship on their terms. And I emphasize on your terms because we're all creating this new normal. So we're resetting our relationships. So I hope you've been enjoying the summit and the wisdom of these world-renowned experts spanning over three continents. And today we have another juicy topic that we're going to be delving into because we're going to be letting go of control so we can let in love. All right. And I have a very special guest for you today, and it's Lucia Gabriella. And we're going to be talking about how you can, the power to surrender to unconditional love. And so before I introduce my oh so sexy and sassy guest, if you are new to my Vixen world and what I do, you can check me out on the web at thevixenacademy.com. And here's just a little bit about your host to let you know how I play in the sandbox. So I am your love and intimacy coach and international best-selling author. And in February, I was listed on Yahoo's top 10 love coaches to look out for in 2021. And I teach professional women how to feel strong, feminine, and oh so seductive in the presence of high caliber men in both life and love. Now, being a certified love mystic and sex coach, I show women how to integrate love, sex, and money into a powerful cocktail contributing to relationship success. And through the seven pillars of my Quality Man GPS system, women learn how to attract and maintain a happy and juicy relationship that stands the test of time. And so that's how I play in this juicy sandbox. And Miss Lucia, now I've had the great honor of working with Lucia before, and she's a dynamite presence, and you're going to hear that in a moment. So let me tell you a little bit about this sassy vixen here. Now, Lucia Gabriella, she helps individuals and couples to master their life, relationships, and intimacy with themselves and others. Her passion is to create a safe and sacred space for women and men to deeply explore many aspects of themselves, to purge emotional or sexual traumas that are holding them back from manifesting what they truly desire. And Lucia helps her clients live their highest potential and master their sexual life in all realms. And Lucia specializes and works with individuals to reclaim their creative power, their body, voice, sensuality, and sexuality, plus to welcome pleasure into their lives, creations, and relationships. So, Miss Lucia, how are you doing, my dear?
I am doing amazing today. Thank you, Stacey.
Oh, I'm so excited. So one of the things with Lucia actually, she's in Florida with me, right? Over in Tampa on the other end of Florida. And one of the things that when Lucia and I were together, we found out we had a very common interest. One was Tantra and the other one was BDSM and kink and things of that nature. And we started talking about that and how when you surrender, it really opens you up to unconditional love. So Lucia, sweetheart, you know, when it comes to in terms of unconditional love, how do you define that? What is that for you in your sandbox?
Thank you for the question. So through the practices of tapping into my body, into my beingness, you know, tapping into what is love, right? Because this is one of the questions that we always ask ourselves, like, what is love? Like, how do I know that I've been loved? And it is so much around this. And to me, unconditional love is being in this existence, in this moment, in this now with no attachment. And letting go of the illusion that we have to be loved, that we have to earn love, that we have to prove ourselves to be loved, that we have to be worthy of love or deserving of love, to let go and uncreate all those illusions, all those beliefs, all those limitations, that we have to do something, that we have to be something, that we have to accomplish something to experience love. And tapping to our core, our heart, and to the connection with our divinity and our power, that we are an essence of love, that we don't have to do anything, that we don't have to be anything, that we are, and accept it and embody it, that we are love, and that we don't have to prove ourselves to anyone, to anything, not even a bit of it, to say that we are loving beings, because we are. We are born from these essence of love. The universe is it's a loving, energy. And just for us to be able to tap into it, we must let go of this limitation, this idea, this illusion that we had to prove ourselves. Mm-hmm. So one of the things people ask me, well, when it comes to relationship, how about that? Like, how that plays into, unconditional love? Well, when we're in a relationship, even with ourselves, I feel like, I feel and I think that relationships are conditional, in the sense that when I'm relating with somebody, I'm going to have my standard, my values, my yeses and my noes, my boundaries and all that. Relationships are conditional, but no love. Love is this energy that is us. And I feel like one of the things that when it comes to conditional love that you can see it, it's pretty much about conditional connection that separates us from experiencing unconditional love, because we are having conditioned to connect with ourselves and with people. So if we can think a time in our lives when we have experienced that, we have been in a love relationship or in love with ourselves, and we have put a condition to it and also a condition to the connection, that's when we are separating ourselves, or we have been separating ourselves from experiencing it and surrendering to unconditional love, because unconditional love is the love that the universe has for us. And universe, source, God, creator, whatever you believe on, is not looking at you down or up or sideways or anything. It's looking at you within and from out, and it's looking at you and feel like, okay, let's experience this. You are magnificent. You are powerful. You're incredible. You are a creator. You are creator of life, and you're creator of your manifestation. You come to this universe, to this planet, to be an embodiment of the power of manifestation. So that can happen when we really allow ourselves to tap into unconditional love, and that we are unconditional love.
And one of the things there that was so packed with so many juicy nuggets, and one of the things that popped in my head in terms of when you said about proving ourselves, I've also found, and this is personally also with me, where sometimes you're not trying to always prove yourself to other people. Many times you're also trying to prove yourself to you, right? You're trying to convince yourself that you are good enough. And so you do all of these things, and it really blocks you from being open, to that love. And when you mentioned also about surrender, right? Like I've told people before, surrendering doesn't mean being submissive or being a doormat or anything like that. And especially in our modern society, where, and this also has been a theme in the summit, where a lot of women are really stuck in their masculine, energy. So, when it comes to these limiting beliefs, because I've had to go through solving limiting beliefs I've had about love, just as I'm sure you are as well. But one of the things I see when, we want so much control over what's going on, I almost said like you're micromanaging God, you're micromanaging the universe, when you're trying to control everything. So what limiting beliefs do you feel are holding us back from actually experiencing that unconditional love? And because these limiting beliefs are sabotaging us and things of that nature. So, share a little bit more about that, and especially how you've had to overcome any of your own limiting beliefs as well.
Well, I feel like working with, with hundreds now and thousands of people now, I can say that the common denominator limiting belief that we have is like, I am not good enough. I have to prove myself. I have to prove that I'm worthy of love. And these are the two aspects that it may seem controversial for some people. If it resonates with you, great. If it doesn't resonate, we just let it go. Is that I have deleted from my vocabulary the aspect of worthy and the servant when it comes to who I am. I'm worthy of love. I'm worthy of abundance. Or I'm worthy of this. I have deleted that from my vocabulary because when I'm looking at the word worthy and the servant, worthy, like when I'm tuning into my body, this is something that I always invite my clients and audience to tap into, is look at the vibration that each word has in your body and how that resonates within you. And the word worthy for me, how it resonates in my body, like it doesn't resonate in my wholeness. It kind of like makes me realize that there is an energetic attachment to something. And the way that I perceive it in my body when I talk about worthiness, like I've, you know, I have to be worthy or I'm worthy of love, is there's this condition still that I need to prove myself to someone or about myself or something. And the same way with the servant, where there's like this energy, there's this dynamic, energetic dynamic that vibrates in my body that makes me feel that somebody owe me something or I owe something to somebody. So when we look at the worthy and the servant, a word that I invite my clients and my community to let it go for a period of time. Do not use it in your vocabulary and invite, you know, use a new word that I love to use it like value, because it's more precise and consistent. And also it helps us to tap into our value for ourselves and come from a very empowering space versus coming from a place where I have to prove myself to somebody or somebody owe me something or somebody has to do something for me or have to love me or anything like that. So when I'm talking about value, self-value, I'm talking about recognizing that everything that we are is valuable, that even our shadow and our darkness are valuable. And when we embrace our value, when we embrace who we truly are, when we embrace our present, the past, and the future, when we value all aspects of ourselves, when we embrace all aspects of ourselves without any judgment, without any fear, without any emotions or energy that then lower vibration, we tap into a value and it's a very empowering dynamic where we are becoming more confident and we are in these energetic vibration that we are in our core and we feel whole. So when we tap into our value, we are whole and we don't need anything or anyone to complete us because we are whole.
And that's what it means to be healthy, whole, and complete.
Exactly. Right?
Going into a relationship and, you know, in terms of how you define in terms of, you know, worthy and value, you know, like, I love how you broke that down. And also like in my community, my teaching with my clients and students, you know, I say self-worth is how you value yourself on the inside, right? And then your self-image is how you project that value to other people. And so they both work hand in hand. You know, it's an inner game as well as an outer game. And you talked about even embracing the shadow, right? Mm. You talked about embracing the shadow because that is so important. Everybody just wants to look at the light. Oh, let me see the light. And then they want to ignore some of the shadow part, but they all have to work together. Right? Growth, like if you, and I do, I teach in a lot of analogies, but just think about when you're wanting to grow something, right? Whether it's grow flowers, grow herbs, grow a garden, you actually have to plant those seeds in darkness, right? There, you plant those seeds in darkness and then allowing it to nurture it and shine. And that is also the beauty of with kink and BDSM. And so when we first started this conversation, I was like, yeah, we have like two things in common, Tantra and kink. But you did something very interesting where you actually do a fusion and you meld them together. And because one of the things that I found out when I was, you know, being a dominatrix and things of that nature, these are very powerful people and they wanted to relinquish control, and how that really reset their mind and opened them up. And so when you did your fusion, which you call Tantra Kink, which is really interesting, why do you, I'm really curious, because I'm also learning too, you know, what practices and tools, right, do you use as you kind of infuse the experience of surrender and love and pleasure, so that, you know, the women, especially that are listening to this, especially if they like to, they feel have fear of letting go of control, or they have the fear of surrendering, how can this understanding really open up unconditional love for them?
So when I created Tantra Kink, I created for pretty much my couples and some individuals that, like you mentioned, like they needed to release control. And also they wanted to have a love of connection that it was so so divine, in a sense that it was beyond like the physical. As you know, in Kink BDSM, there is an aspect that is so precious where we can go into subspace when we are in a submissive role. And when we get there, it's like such a beautiful cosmic experience, because you learn to let go. And also, even as a master, you learn to let go of what is going on in your world, to be fully present and hold a space for the person that you are creating a scene with. So I brought the element of Tantra, where it's all about the aspect of sacredness, you know, the aspect of sacredness and aspect of energy, where we create a sacred space for a scene, for a play, to be able to surrender at a deeper level, and also be a healing experience, not just for ourselves, but also for the people that we interact with. So Tantra practices, you know, we have the sound, the breath, and the movement, but also the aspect of intention. As you know, where focus is, energy flows. So in all my Tantra practices, we start with intention, we start with rituals, we start with practices that allow us to connect with our body, but also that allow us to be in connection with ourselves and with the person that we are with. So these are elements that we bring into Tantra Kink, is like, how it is that I can connect with my partner at a deeper level through these practices. So when we start connecting, it just brings us into a higher level of consciousness when we start exploring Kink BDSM. And then when I brought the element of Kink BDSM, it's all aspect of the energy, the tapping into the dominant energy and the submissive energy. And this has nothing to do with masculine, feminine, divine masculine, divine feminine, any of that. Because these energies are the cosmic energy. You can see the force of the dominant and the submissive energy at a cosmic level outside of this earth. Because in this earth, we do have some aspect of ideologies or mindset or belief, or we have this paradigm where we have, you know, the masculine, the feminine, the female body, the male body, the sexes and the genders and all that stuff. And I'm kind of like, I like to work from the outside, you know, like going into the cosmic, you know, the cosmic, the esoteric, the universal point of view, where these genders and sex are not part of it. It's more of like, they are like this energy that we tap into. So the dominant and submissive energy are in that level, where it's more of that cosmic experience, because they are in that force, you know, it's like pulling and pushing. So it's like a universal, you know, like aspect of the gravity, you know, the law of gravity, and all these energies that are there and we cannot defy. So when it comes to tapping into our energy of the dominant, it's very beautiful to see like what it actually looks like within ourselves and our bodies, and also what the energy of submissive look like within ourselves and our bodies. So when we bring this Tantra Kink, that the workshop and the online program that I have is about bringing these rituals, bringing this awareness, bringing this mind, you know, this this connection, bringing this energy mastery of the dominant and the submissive to create an experience for ourselves and the partners that we. And what I love about this is that Tantric Kink is a safe program and container for people that are just starting to explore how to become more erotic in the intimate life and the love life. And it creates a space where, you know, we teach all aspect of consent and boundaries, how to create a scene, like what is important. And one of the most important things that I like to bring because of the topic of surrendering is that there are elements that need to be in place for it to be in a full surrendering state. If these many of these elements are not in place, it's going to be very hard for us to surrender. And this is something that I personally experienced when I even went to an event, a workshop about King BDSM and Tantra, where it was mostly about BDSM. And it was interesting to me because I didn't feel safe to surrender to the master that he was leading the room. And it was interesting because I'm a dom and I'm a sensual dom, but also when I feel safe and I feel like I, you know, I feel these that my body opens up because it's all in the body as well. If my body feels tense and my body feels contracted, I'm telling you myself, or I'm like my body's telling me that I am not surrendering, that I'm contracting, that I'm not letting go, that I'm not letting anything to come in neither, that I'm not allowing myself to fully experience the bliss of life. So it was interesting for me to be in front of another dom that was leading the course, but it didn't create that safe space for me or for the, you know, the connection that I needed to be able to surrender. So one of the things that it made me, you know, it was a breakthrough for me for even bringing more into my program was how can I create a safe container for the person that is in the side of surrendering and at the same time create a space where this person feels connected with themselves and the infinity of the universe and allow themselves to go there, allow themselves to surrender and welcome bliss and joy and pleasure and even abundance into their life. So there's so many things that I teach when it comes to the aspect of surrendering, because especially working with couples, many times couples come to me and they're like, well, I just don't understand what I have a hard time surrendering to my partner. Well, we have to go through the different elements and not just you know, the elements like water, air, and all those elements, but I have different elements. Like, for example, you know, the tempo space, like, are we creating a tempo space for the experience, for the surrendering? If this tempo space doesn't have a good vibe and a good environment, a good lighting, or even it smells good, it's going to be really hard to surrender. And maybe our audience may resonate with this, because even when it comes to lovemaking, and if we are in a very shitty space, I don't think that you're going to feel turned on to surrender into like lovemaking.
Yeah. And, the other thing I wanted to add in there with the surrender is because in terms of people understanding, the other thing, everyone, I want to impress upon about surrender is just being open to receive, right? Being open. Are you open to receiving? Do you feel comfortable receiving, right? I think I did a podcast about, you know, are you a bad receiver, you know, kind of deal. So are you being even open to receiving? And one of the things that you had also touched upon in terms of, you know, being a dominant. And I remember when I first got into, you know, the BDSM and kink scene, I was really confused between being a dominant versus being domineering, because they're totally different. And it may shock people to learn that, you know, kink and actually BDSM actually helped me heal the trauma from domestic violence, right? And so I was in a situation when I was in my early 20s where the person that after we got engaged, domestic violence started happening because he felt that he controlled me. And so when I was introduced to the kink and BDSM, at first I was confusing the difference between a dominant and domineering person. And I found out they're totally different, right? A person who's domineering wants to control you and they don't care how you feel. It's all about them. It's all, you know, it's like me. Whereas a dominant, he or she actually cares for the person that they're taking the experience through. And they want to give them that experience. So they're not trying to control them. And so even a submissive, they have equal, at least, you know, in the teaching that I did, they have equal power to the dom. I mean, should I say equal? How would you do this? It would be equal power, but unequal authority is what it is. So the dominant has the authority and then the submissive relinquishes that, but the submissive is still powerful. They're not a doormat. They're not anything like that. And so I know some people, when they're hearing those terms and if they're not totally anchored right into the modality, they may get triggered, you know, by like how I was at first. And then I saw how loving it actually is. That was the part that was shocking, because you would see, like, you know, people look at 50 Shades of Grey. Well, I'm like, oh my God, I'm not a fan of that movie at all. But when people see that, they're like, oh my God, you know, this person is, you know, controlling or beating on someone else. And they don't understand that that is just like a surface thing. But deep down inside, it is all about receiving. It's all about loving. It's all about caring. And yeah, it actually helped me heal the trauma from domestic violence that I experienced when I was in my 20s. So this is how powerful this modality truly can be. And this is the deeper exploration that we invite you to do, so that especially if you're dealing with any kind of even trauma like I was, how it can really open those up and embracing what you say, the shadow side, right? Yeah. And looking for the healing that's in there. So when you, oh, you want to say something else, sweetheart?
Yeah, so I am a therapeutic kink practitioner, mm-hmm. and I'm trained with my mentor who actually teach therapeutic kink to clinical sexologists and clinical therapists. And one of the things that I teach in tantric kink is that there's an illusion, an aspect of like when it comes to the power dynamic of the dominant and submissive, because people think that, as you mentioned, like they think that being a sub is a submissive, or being in devotion in the S dynamic, that is being in devotion, submissive, surrendering, or even at adoration, because those are the four elements of the S dynamic in on dominant and submissive, is that they think that the sub has no power, and actually it is not true, because even in that power dynamic, there's a key element that is so important that is called safe word, mm-hmm. a negotiation. Mm-hmm. And the moment that the sub mentioned the safe word, game is over. That's it. The scene is over. Why? Because anything cannot be done to the sub without their consent and boundaries. You yes. cannot break the boundaries of a sub, period. The moment that you break the boundaries of a sub, the person that you're surrendering, you're actually violating the DS dynamic. And that itself is not welcome and seen in the community as well. You cannot violate the sub boundaries and consent. So nothing can be done to the sub without the consent. And when I have people coming to my event, my tantric kink event, and they come from that domineering perspective, they think that they're just going to come and just slap the sub and do whatever they want. And when they hear me saying this, they walk out. They walk away, because it does not resonate with them. They don't want to hear that. They don't want people to learn that nothing can be done to the sub without their consent. And there's a one powerful word that, you know, the safe word, it will cancel and it will stop the scene when the sub needs it and desires to, period. That's how powerful the sub is. And thank you for bringing that up, because many people think that, oh, yes, you know, I'm going to be about submissive. Like, The person who is submissive comes from a place of adoration and devotion, and they come to surrender and letting go. And that's what is important to point out. So yeah, thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah, because a lot of people, you know, and it also may surprise some people that a lot of the individuals that actually do surrender and who do choose to be in that submissive role in the power exchange dynamic in their everyday life, a lot of them are like executives. Mm-hmm. They're high powerful people, and they actually partake in this modality to actually recalibrate their brain and to decompress, right? Because you can't be on, you know, high octane 24/7. You need to kind of reset your brain. And for a lot of these individuals, that's what this modality helps them to do. So what would you then say, sweetheart, then, you know, Lucia, what would you then say if someone is having a difficult time surrendering? If they're having a difficult time opening up to receiving, what would be certain ways that they can start opening themselves up so they can surrender more fully?
That's a great question. What is going to be the first that I usually guide my clients to is first practice is to start becoming conscious with the body. To becoming even more in tune with, like, if the body is it in tight or is in like soft and letting go, like where are you feeling that tightness? So if we feel like we're feeling tight in our daily life, that our hip are tight, our shoulders are tight, it's going to be very important to tap into that part of our body and connect with that part of our body and ask yourself, like, what are we holding onto? Because, you know, we can say like, I can put you in a cross, tie you up and like give you some spankies and things like that and bring you into experience of surrendering. Yeah, that's going to be fun. But, you know, you're going to need somebody to guide you through the experience. But for us to do it right now is to start paying attention to our body and like what the message that our body is giving us and where are we holding on to and why. If we don't start there, if we don't become curious with ourselves, why I'm holding on to this? And this goes back into transgenerational trauma and transgenerational, abuse that we inherit. That is like many times we feel like we need to heal our parents, our great grandparents, or even our culture trauma or abuse. And we take on things that are not ours. And one of the first things I like to invite when we are in the process of tapping into our body, tapping into, okay, where is tight? Where I'm holding onto something? And then asking myself, like, what I'm holding? Like, what is this? And then, like, why am I holding this? And now the most important question I will say is to ask myself, if this is mine or not. And you have no idea, like with all the people that I have worked with, that I would say like 9 out of 10, it was not their stuff. And they hold onto stuff that is not theirs. And it's the mom, the grandmother, the father, the brother, the sisters. And the moment that we realize that is not ours. And we say, you know, we're destroying and create what is not ours. And like, we just send it to the original creator and we just send it back to the original creator for them to do the work that needs to be done. It creates this liberation, this freedom in our body that allow us to open up a lot more. So I would say like the baby step, that will be the first baby step that we can guide somebody into opening up more and allow themselves to surrender. And the second thing that I would say that you can take with today is I have a journal that I call, I give myself permission to. And this is a journal that I give to all my clients. And their exercise, you know, their homework every day is to write down what I'm giving myself permission to today. I'm giving myself permission to breathe. I'm giving myself permission to exist. I'm giving myself permission to love. I'm giving myself permission to receive love, to experience love. I give myself permission to create abundance. I give myself permission to connect with amazing people. I give myself permission to eat that delicious chocolate ice cream cake, right? I give myself permission to, you know, to pleasure myself, to pleasure in a very sensual way or in a sexual way. I give myself permission to. Because many times we have been raised in a way that we don't give ourselves permission to, and we've been looking at other people to give us permission to do something. So we depend on other people for us to do something because we need their permission, when actually it's important for us to come back to us and ask ourselves, okay, what I give myself permission to. So I think like those are the baby step practices that I like to invite people when it comes to the journey of surrendering, because it's not just a journey, but also an art. As an artist, we have to understand that it takes a process. You don't create a canvas in 3 hours. You create a canvas and you go on the journey. You prepare yourself for it. You prepare the tools. You prepare the lining, you prepare yourself mentally, you prepare yourself emotionally. And then when you're done, you maybe you go back in there and you do something else. So the surrendering, I call it the art of surrendering. And it's a journey. And I think like the 2 step that I have shared, the baby step, it could be very useful for your audience today.
And that is fantastic. And that is a wonderful segue, right, into I know you have a free gift that you wanted to share with everyone. So this is a wonderful segue into, you know, Lucia, how can people learn more about you and share the gift that you have for them today?
Thank you. So if anything resonated with you and you would like to learn more, you can go to www.luciagabriela.com. And you can go to, I believe you guys have the link, and you're going to provide the link for your audience to the free gift. And it's Tantric Kink. And this is a Tantric Kink experience, which means you're going to access to 2.5 hours of recorded workshop that we did. Usually my workshops are like 4 hours to 5 hours because they're yummy and juicy. But because of I'm all very strict about confidentiality and consent, we removed some of the shared where people were sharing all that stuff. So anything that involves other people is not in the video, but all the content of the material that for you to learn is in that 2.5 hours. But you're also going to get the ebook that it gives you all the in details, like how to create a scene. And like, what is important? What are the elements that are important for you to create a scene? And the part of the experience also is that you can book a 30-minute question and answer call with me, where it's like after you have watched the 2.5 hour video and read the ebook and have questions, you can book a complimentary questions and answer. So if you have a question, you know, you're curious about something, you need a little coaching or something, we have 30 minutes to explore that. And that is my free gift. It is value over $250 for sure. So I definitely encourage you to jump in and get the gift and book your call right away, because it's going to really help you enhance your intimate life. And also, I love it because I have so many women that come to me and they're like, well, you know, I use this power of like, I would like to be like a sensual dom, or so I would like to be a sensual sub. And those are the things that I can help women, especially when it comes to surrendering, like how it is that I can help you to surrender at a deeper level. So check that link and like book your call today.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much, my dear. You're a wealth of information. And we talked about a topic that actually in the bigger realm of things is really not addressed as much, and in the very creative way in which you do it. So everyone, I hope you've been enjoying, you're taking in the wisdom that Lucia had shared with us. Like, I definitely recommend that you take her up on her gift to you so that you can drop into your heart, so that you can open your heart, so that allowing yourself to surrender so that you can really enjoy, embrace, and live and receive unconditional love. Right. And so stay tuned because we have more juicy experts that are coming to you. But with that, everyone, we are complete with this, and namaste.